preview?
Graham.
Jordan.
From the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, it is now time for our Oscar preview show with Graham Bath and Jordan Yu. Just kidding, guys. Just kidding.
All right.
That's good. That's a good thing.
No, no, you didn't want to do that?
We can do it. I'm up for it.
Yeah, you up for it? Anyways, before we go on, though, I'm starting a little silly and stupid today. Is 2 weeks from now, and he's been in this before, is going to be our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway show.
All right.
You were in that before.
Yes.
You and Ryder McEwen, I believe, took place. How did you get eliminated? What happened? Do you remember?
I forget. I don't know. You got me to sing on the radio, and then I guess I wasn't good enough. So.
No, you advanced. I let you through round one. Was it the drawing competition you flunked out of? Or?
Yeah, I think you just had a special preference for a lady in the room, and she got the tickets.
Yulin.
Yulin, exactly. You remember her name. So.
She didn't actually win. She lost in the video arcade race car final, which is no longer there. We no longer have an arcade on campus.
Hey.
Travesty.
Just get it. Give me a guitar. Let's do this.
There you go. Anyways, that is in 2 weeks. What we do, Graham, is my friend Derek and I, we go around campus with a sign, free Canuck tickets,
right,
at about 3 o'clock, and we try to get as many people in here, and we do about a half hour, 45-minute competition, and the winner of this year's prize will get 2 tickets to the Vancouver Canucks St. Louis Blues Saturday, March 8th.
I'd love to be there, man.
You guys can do that game, right? That's the week in between and Nationals.
Yeah, that's right. So,
there you go.
All right.
No special treatment, though, for UBC basketball players.
No,
fair?
It's all fair.
Okay, so with us right now, we have Graham Bath and Jordan Yu from the UBC Thunderbird men's basketball team, coach and player. Now, before we go out the show, guys, I'm going to give you guys a little preview of what the competition is going to be like.
Okay.
Okay, so...
Hold on. Can we just shoot free throws for it?
We'll get into that. Okay, guys. We're going to play Name This Tune. Are you ready?
Kev, you'd love this one.
Okay.
Kev Hansen would love this game.
Anybody?
No, it's not. No titles coming to head, man.
I don't know. I have no idea.
The theme song to Barney Miller.
Okay.
Nobody?
Nobody.
So just so you know, that is going to be a topic of our Canuck giveaway. Something in that genre.
I better brush up.
So we had all confusion there. All confusion. We're going to have that. We're going to have a drawing competition, family feud, lots of stuff going on.
We can do that stuff. That was a little before our time, I think.
Well, brush up.
Okay.
Brush up, as the guy said. All right, you ready to get into some basketball?
Let's talk basketball. Here we go.
Something we do know.
There you go. With us right now, we've got a freshman on the UBC Thunderbird men's team, Graham Bath, and one of the assistant coaches, Jordan Yu. UBC, for me, it seems like the playoffs really do get going this weekend, for me. You had the first round this past weekend versus Fraser Valley, their first ever appearance in the playoffs in Canada West basketball. So, Coach, let's start with you. You won the first game on the Friday night by 19, but you were down by 11 points with about 4 minutes to go in the third quarter. You outscored them, I think it was 38-8 the rest of the way. And then Saturday, pretty close basketball game. You were up throughout, it seemed, ended up winning it by 6. Analyze your play on the weekend.
Well, we had a couple goals in mind this weekend. I mean, one was just to play solid defense as usual. I mean, you come into playoffs. Playoffs is a brand new season. Anything can happen on the weekends. We've seen number one teams get upset before. So we wanted to come out with the same intensity as just like the beginning of a season, right? And I think we did that for the most part. It was a pretty slow start on the Friday night. But, you know, we didn't get down on ourselves. We kept positive even halftime. And we came out, just persevered, and we managed to go on a huge run in the fourth quarter and take the game away.
Do you feel like you are going to have to play better this weekend, though?
Definitely. I mean, UVic's one of the best defensive teams in our conference. We know they don't score the ball terribly too well. So our number one thing, again, we're working on a whole bunch of defense this weekend. Just trying to man up as much as we can against their key players. I mean, the first time they came over and played us, we were pretty surprised with their rookie guards hitting so many shots as they did. I mean, it's a tough gym to hit shots in. We're more prepared from this time around. I mean, we went over to Victoria. We had a great offensive game plan against them. And I think we're going to use our post our advantage and use our defensive ability man-on-man to our advantage this weekend. And it should be exciting games.
Graham Bath, freshman on the team this year.
Yep.
This was your first bit of playoff action.
Yeah, first season out of the way and first playoffs at the CIS level. And so far, so good, man.
Fun to do?
Yeah, you know, it's a blast. Playoffs... best time of the year. Like, if you can't get up for playoffs, you shouldn't be playing basketball, that's for sure.
Graham's a guy who doesn't lack the intensity, does he?
Definitely not.
So, what do you do? What do you bring to the floor, Graham?
I try and bring intensity, tough nose, hard nose basketball. Try and get in guys' faces, get on the boards, get other guys pissed off at me, and, hopefully get some calls my way, and if I can get a few scores, that's great too. But my goal is to really play defensively hard and get as many rebounds and easy points as I can.
So Victoria, a team that has a lot of big men, Mitch Gudgeon, Tyler Haas, among others. I mean, this is really what they do. They like to get it down low, maybe work around, but a real slow-paced game. So a guy like Graham here, that's the kind of basketball you are going to need, especially this weekend.
Oh, definitely. We need some good physical play inside. I mean, that's what happened over in Victoria. We went to a new set, and we pounded the ball inside, and we got their post in foul trouble. And when you get to their bench, it's not the toughest matchups coming off the bench for them. So I think same game plan. Just grind it out inside and see what happens.
Kind of game you like to play?
Yeah, it's going to be good. Like JY's been saying, we got it inside, and we'd wanted to get it inside all week, and it was really one of the only games that we really got it inside as much as we wanted to, and it seemed that their big men really couldn't handle us down there. And I mean, if we can do that again, that'd be great, and just really see make them respond to us. Right, we want to set the pace, we want to pound it in and make them try and react to our initiating down there. So.
Very close matchups between you and Victoria this year. I mean, you guys won the season series by a score of 2-1. Yep. But when you really go through it, I mean, you beat them by 3 points in Victoria, 3 points here. They beat you by 16 points in your own gym. So this is definitely a team you can't take lightly at all, though.
Definitely not. I mean, really, any team in our conference, you really can't come into a game taking any team for granted. Especially Vic, they're number 2 in our conference, and they're number 2 for a reason. They've had a lot of close games this year, which will probably play to their advantage in any close game situation in playoffs. But no, definitely not. We're going to come out more fired than we have been in the past, in playoffs at least. And it should be high-intensity basketball for sure.
And Victoria, this is a team, Jordan, a bit of a surprise in the Canada West this year. I mean, they lost all 5 of their starters from last year. This is a team people didn't really know how they were going to be. I mean, they really have had a good season, this team.
Right, they have. And I mean, the first half of the season, they won a whole bunch of close games, and I thought games they might have lost. But I think those players getting the opportunity to play, they really stepped up their games, and they've been given an opportunity to have a whole bunch of minutes, and they've really stepped into the role quite nicely for first-year players, second-year players. So I think we have a more experienced team coming heading to the playoffs, so I think that will play more in our advantage for sure. But definitely cannot take them lightly, no.
Graham, the 16-point loss to you guys, that you guys lost to UVic by, what happened in that game?
It was mental lapses, you know. One of the things our coach has been stressing to us all year is you can't have those two minute breakdowns, those 3-4 minute breakdowns, and it's one thing we try and carry through in practice. Keep the intensity up. Try never to let the other team score an easy hoop. And I think what happened in that game is we got out of sync a little bit. They started scoring a few. We didn't respond well, and then next thing you know, we're down a few. And that game was a couple weeks ago. I think we've gotten better as a team. We've been playing well lately, and we've been practicing hard, and the team's pumped, man. the team, you know, we're excited to play. And, you know, what you said earlier about working hard, you know, are we going to have to work harder this weekend than last? It's not just this weekend. It's going to be every weekend. Every weekend, every game we play from now on has to be stepped up to another level. There's no plateauing right now. Every game we play, we're trying to play our best basketball and better ourselves every match.
Well, there pretty much is no alternative because
no, there isn't.
Chances are, if you guys don't win this series, the way the Canada West is set up, Alberta probably, I've gone through it, they probably get the wild card.
Yep. Yeah.
And they beat you guys head-to-head. They beat UVic head-to-head. You guys have a slightly better record, but when you break it all down, they probably get it.
We're not even going to worry about that wild card. We're just going to do our best to become number one in our Pacific division and head on to Canada West, either ranked number one or two going in. So coming in a wild card is not an option for our team.
But you have to look at this as must win.
It is.
Definitely.
And as I say, after this weekend and all the games to go, it's do or die. It's win or go home. Win or the season's over. It's this is what it's all about, man.
Yeah, Jordan, you've had some, you know, Graham talked about the little lapses. I mean, you have had that. You blew a big lead versus Brandon, big lead versus Calgary this season. You lost to SFU by a bundle at home, Victoria by a bundle. What's gone on in those games?
Wow. You know what? I really can't explain it. Those games, we were up most of the game. We played solid defense throughout the whole thing. And, I mean, at the end, we seem to break down, lose our patience offensively, put up some bad shots. But as the season's progressing, our guys are learning to be more controlled with the ball, make better decisions. And that's all you can hope for at this point in the season is take every possession at a time. And so coming into this playoffs, that's what we plan to do. We plan not to turn the ball over that much, get some good defensive stops, and just make good decisions offensively, get the right people the ball.
And any a lot more player chatter with you guys, Graham, or have you guys talked as players about what's happened in these breakdowns when you've had them?
Yeah, we try and look at every post game. We'll try and look back and kind of reflect on little parts in the game where things weren't going our way, and we'll try and just talk about some of the mistakes that were made and some of the defensive errors and try and learn from it. Right? I mean, when you make a mistake, the only thing to do is learn from it and try and improve on that. And so by talking about it, we hope to get on the same page and prevent it from happening again.
So Victoria this weekend, this is a team, Jordan, you've played 3 years in a row in the playoffs in this
seems
position.
Like that, yeah,
I think they won 2 years ago and then you guys have won, or 3 years ago, and you guys have won the last two.
Right.
You know a lot about this team.
Yes.
Victoria, is this the way it should be, basically, in the way the past years have been?
I think so. I mean, both coaches do a hell of a job in recruiting players, and they're two of the top universities in Canada, I think, Western Canada, that you'd want to go to. I don't know. It's just they're both well-coached teams. They get the players, and that's the way I think it should be, is the top two teams, they have the best records in the division. They should be playing off for the first place in the division.
So who is this Mitch Gudgeon, a guy who's really stepped up his game this year?
Mitch Gudgeon. Well, I don't know. Who's Bryson Cool? Better question. We're not really worrying about too much of their players right now. I mean, they have some key players that they have. Tyler Haas, McKinnon as a first year. But we're really trying to focus on what we're trying to do this postseason in playoffs. So haven't really paid too much concern to Mitch Gudgeon necessarily.
Okay, because he's been putting up big numbers with him so far this year. A guy who stepped up for you this weekend, Bryson Cool had the really big game on Saturday, but as far as both games went, I thought Blaine LeBranch played really well.
He did. Blaine's coming along. I think he struggled earlier in the season finding what his role on the team would be and deciding what's a good shot, what's a bad shot for us. But as of late, he's playing great defense for us, and he's hitting shots, and that's what we need him to do. And when you're a shooter and you're hitting shots, I mean, the game's easy, right? So,
how are you and your high school teammate Brent Malish going right now?
Oh, we're going good, man. We're going real well. we had a great time in high school together, and it's great playing with him now. And you know, not much even needs to be said between us. We just kind of look at each other and. We just know we're on the same page. I'll say to him or he'll say to me, I don't even need to tell you anything. Let's go out there and do what we do. And
you know, we just help each other get piped. We sit next to each other in the team room, and it's good, and we're ready to go, man.
You're nodding there, Jordan. You're laughing there.
Oh, I love the Langley boys. It's like I'm from Prince George, and
what?
We have this the PG thing, and it's the same sort of scenario. We're coming from the same city background, so we all get along, and we have a good time.
How far can this team go, guys?
Hey, man, the sky's the limit. If we play at our potential. And like I say, we're on the same page. We limit our these mental lapses I'm talking about. I mean, I think we're a tough team to beat. You know what I mean?
I think we're just starting our ride to peaking, and I think by the time we get to Nationals, when we get there, we're going to be in perfect mode for winning the thing.
Easier this year, Jordan, where you guys aren't the favorite, say, the past couple of years?
We're not. Definitely not. But these guys work hard, and from what I've noticed this year, when these guys are their backs are to the wall, they play great, and they always step up. So I have all confidence in these guys to step up for playoffs and for Canada West, and then on to Nationals for sure.
And get that Nationals win.
Yes,
that's a monkey on your back, isn't it?
I wouldn't say that. We've had a
little
tough
bit, little bit.
It happens, right?
Yeah. We're not thinking about the past. We're looking at the future, right? We're not worried about you know, past losses or anything like that. I mean,
cool.
It's a new team this year than it was last year, and we're going in with our heads high, positive, looking to play our best basketball of the season.
It's totally. We have a brand new team this year, and, you know, anything can happen.
Cool. So I would like to go back. You talked at the top of the show about prizes and competitions and free throws. Is that going to be part of the competition? What were your impressions? I was in a free throw shooting competition with members of your team.
Oh, that was bad.
Were you there?
That was tough to watch. I was watching from the sideline.
You were watching. What did you think of me, Jordan?
Well, now that our, you know, all players have, like, NBA players, they imitate their foul shots, and some guys will do Bill Cartwright and bring the ball away from the side over their head and stuff. And now players are doing your foul shot, so you must have a funny-looking foul shot there, Wiener.
Which one am I doing?
I don't know, you dribble with your left hand and your shoulder almost, and you kind of bounce your knee, and then you kind of a little awkward, off balance. I don't even know if you hold the follow through. I think you do hold the follow through, but it's really awkward and unorthodox.
What did you shoot out of 10 again, Wiener?
No, I did 33.
I only watched the first 10 then, to be fair.
I did 33. I went 15 for 33.
Okay.
Not good, but, you know, I mean, not awful.
Room for improvement, though.
Room for improvement.
We need to see you in the gym more. However,
and this is actually my request. I have a request that you guys can't possibly fulfill.
What's that?
You can't do it. Is I was 2 for 3 shooting the underhand spin Rick Barry shot. Did you see me do that?
I did see you, actually. That's pretty impressive.
Is there a chance anybody would do that in a playoff game?
No.
No.
It's not going to happen. It's not going to happen.
Is there...
Definitely not happening.
I didn't think so. It can't be done. However, is there a chance before next season? Because Vern Knopp and Randy Norv offered me to be a part of your open tryout.
Okay.
One of the things is...
You still got eligibility left? You got 4 years left?
No. I don't try out. Oh. Is the walk-ons have to take on me in a free throw shooting competition. That's part of the open tryout.
That might be a little more in your advantage.
If they can't beat me...
Then they're definitely not making the team.
Okay. So now my question is, I would like to pose this now. Is next year, I want to take on members of your team and out of 33, underhand Rick Barry backspin free throw shooting competition. I think I could actually win that.
Against our players?
Yeah.
I'll go in on that.
I'd get in on that. You give me two warm-ups and you won't beat me.
I don't think you could. I'm not bad at... You saw me. I'm not that bad at this.
I didn't see you shoot the shots.
You saw me do it.
I saw. First one was a swish. Second one kind of rattled. And third one was way off.
Could you beat him, JY? Could you beat him?
I think I'd give him a run for his money, for sure.
Not grandma. We're not talking the grandma shot here. We're talking you got to do a little backspin. The way a free throw is meant to be shot. I don't know where you guys have deviated with this over-the-head stuff.
Yeah.
Have you ever tried the backspin shot?
No. I used to do the granny shot in the driveways back in Langley. But
only in games of horse.
Only in games of horse. Yeah. Okay, so we're on, though. Next season, before next season, underhand backspin. I've given you guys enough notice here.
Oh, yeah.
Because I'm a natural when it comes to this shot.
All right, well,
you saw me. So
we've been given our warnings.
You
so
now have like 6 months
Done.
To prepare. Okay.
I'll be working on it.
All right, there you go. And the way we did the free throw shooting competition last time wasn't right. It was like, oh, these guys have class to do, all this stuff. Everybody's got to go. I mean, I'm giving you guys 6 months to put this thing together.
Okay, so August, September?
Before the season.
Okay.
Before the season. So you think you can do it?
Yeah, I'll beat you. I'm telling you right now.
Perfect. Okay, so I got a ton of UBC stuff to get into today. Before I get into that, though, did you see any of the Oscar-nominated movies?
Did you do? No, I did not.
You know, I'm usually
Juno? Was Juno one of them? I just saw that. Juno? I just saw that yesterday. It's a pretty good movie, actually. Okay. Thought it'd be a chick flick, but it's all right.
That's what everybody thinks, and then they see it, and it's an actual.
Who's in that? Who's in that one? What's Juno?
It's Michael Cera.
Jennifer Gardner.
Jennifer Gardner. Jason Bateman.
Yep.
And who's the girl? She's nominated.
Juno? I don't know her name. She's cute, though.
Good flick?
Good flick. Okay, we're getting off that. You guys don't know a thing, and I'm not going here. UBC Thunderbird men's basketball, 7 o'clock versus the University of Victoria. The winner goes to the best of 3. 7-7, and if necessary, 2 on Sunday. The winner goes to the Canada West final in either Alberta or Calgary. The loser, most likely, depending on the whole weird wild card system, their season is over, and that's basically all there is to it, eh?
That's it, man. Right. Like you say, win or go home, man. This week, come out, win 2 games this weekend, or, you know, call it a season, and it's not something we're prepared to do, so.
Pretty sweet. Any last words, Jordan, on the games this weekend?
No, I think the guys they'll be ready to play, and we're going to have a solid week of practice, so looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Bring it on, eh?
Bring it on, man. Like I said, playoffs are the place to be, man.
All right, everybody, you are listening to Wieners Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CHI Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. When we're back, we're going to have from the UBC women's basketball team, Kate Haggerty. And did you catch any of that game?
I did. I watched the Sunday game.
Pretty close, eh?
It was a little bit scary, actually, yeah.
It got a little... I think with about 4 minutes to go, they were losing.
Oh, yeah. They started off the game with, 11-0 start. And
13-2
they
were down.
13-2?
Yeah.
And then, they were down, with a minute 30 left? No.
I think they were up a point, actually, at that point.
Oh, okay. Yeah, it was close.
It was... Yeah.
I mean, I don't get into girls basketball that much, but that was a pretty intense game, I must say.
And if UBC lost that, they were done.
That's
and
right.
Now that they've won that, they will get the wild card if they don't lose to SFU. And then to make the Nationals, they get 3 teams from Canada West women make it, so they just have to win one of their two in that. So
let's just say they have a little bit of an easier road than us.
They can literally go on a 3-game losing streak right now and still get in. So.
That's right.
But not you guys.
Not an option.
Not you guys. All right, everybody. We'll be right back. You're listening to 101.9 FM.
Hello.
Hi, guys. My name is Hafsa, and I'm the Public Relations Officer for the International Relations Students Association, also known as IRSA. We have a mandate to provide students from a variety of disciplines with a forum for the discussion of international issues in a casual environment. Our discussions reflect upon all areas of international interest. In addition, a host of other activities, such as diplomatic simulations, academic publications, and conferences such as UBCMUN, make IRSA the most active student group on campus and one of the most recognized throughout Canada. If you would like to join the club or get in touch for more information, please call 604-822-1604 or visit our website at irsa.ca.
Hello, my name is Hans.
And I am Franz.
And we love the AMS.
Oh yeah, the AMS is good.
Join us at the AMS. Yeah.
The mission for AMS is organization to improve quality of educational, social, and personal lives of the students of UBC.
There are many ways to get involved, yeah. Start a club, volunteer, or work for one of your AMS businesses.
Yeah, please visit the website at ams.ubc.ca.
Okay,
Yeah.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25, 26, 27, 28, 29, 30, 31, 32, 33, 34, 35, 36, 37, 38, 39, 40, 41, 42, 43, 44, 45, 46, 47, 48, 49, 50, 51, 52, 53, 54, 55, 56, 57, 58, 59, 60, 61, 62, 63, 64, 65, 66, 67, 68, 69, 70, 71, 72, 73, 74, 75, 76, 77, 78, 79, 80, 81, 82, 83, 84, 85, 86, 87, 88, 89, 90, 91, 92, 93, 94, 95, 96, 97, 98, 99, 100, 101, 102, 103, 104, 105, 106, 107, 108, 109, 110, 111, 112, 113, 114, 115, 116, 117, 118, 119, 120, 121, 122, 123, 124, 125, 126, 127, 128,
pure nonsense. All right, everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CIT Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. With us on the line right now from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team, she's their point guard. She's a fifth-year senior, Kate Haggerty. Kate, how you doing today?
I'm good, thanks. How are you?
I'm pretty good. So, Kate, were you able to recognize and can you tell me what that song was that I was just playing right there?
No. I'm not good with songs.
Now, no, that was a TV show theme song. You still can't do it?
Oh, no, no.
It was parodied in Wayne's World?
Oh.
You see,
nope.
How old are you, Kate? What are you? You're 22.
I'm 22.
22. God, the younger generation—they're losing me nowadays. That was the Laverne and Shirley theme song.
Oh yeah, no, I wasn't gonna get that one.
I don't know.
I've heard of the show at least.
I don't know what's happened with you kids nowadays. See, when I was a kid, that was before my time. It was on reruns and everything. But like, we knew the generation before us. Television show theme songs. You guys don't know it anymore. You're a different age.
Yeah, we were more into the Saved by the Bell.
I was. I am the Saved by the Bell.
Okay, so there.
Come on now, Kelly and Zach and hey,
AC
almost won Dancing with the Stars a couple years ago.
Oh yeah.
You don't even know that, hey?
No.
See, they've got, Kate, you're playing too much basketball and doing too much homework that you're not keeping up with the fact that Emmett Smith beat whatever his name is in real life, A.C. Slater, in the finals of Dancing with the Stars. You should know this, Kate.
I should.
You should.
I don't know what to say.
You have to stop working so hard and start watching a lot of useless television like I do.
Okay.
You got it?
Yeah, I got it.
All right, Kate, the reason also I was playing that was a couple years ago. Was it a couple years ago you were in our Canuck ticket giveaway competition?
Yeah, I think maybe it might have been three years ago.
Was it 3 years? Because we're doing it in 2 weeks again, 2 weeks ago to 2 weeks from today.
Okay.
My friend Derek Ander and I were doing it. So what did you get eliminated doing? What happened there? Do you remember?
I don't even know. I know there was like a drawing stage.
There was a.
I don't know if I made it to that.
You don't know.
I'm not a very good drawer, so I think if I was lucky enough to make it to that round, that would have been the round that knocked me out.
Oh, you're not a good drawer.
No.
What's your major? What's your major?
Human kinetics.
Okay, you got to draw a little in that, don't you? Or do you not? Not really.
Not really.
I don't know where I thought you did, but
yeah.
we'll just move along. And so are you guys in town? Are you guys in a tournament March 8th? Is that your nationals, March 7th, March 8th, around there?
I think it is.
Right.
I don't actually know, to be honest.
All right, I'll check.
I think it's the beginning of March.
Yeah, so, okay, because that's the weekend we're giving away the tickets this year, Saturday, March 8th. And we're doing the giveaway 2 weeks from today, but I think you guys have more important things to do that weekend.
Yeah. Hopefully, yeah. That's what we're planning for.
All right, Kate. Well, yeah, let's take that and let's get into this weekend's games versus the ones that just happened versus the University of Victoria. Mm-hmm. Pretty tight 3-game series you guys had there with the Vikes, eh?
Yeah, they were all really close games, and UVic, we knew that they were going to come out really strong, and after beating them the first night, like, they're playing for their season. So, I mean, they always come out strong, and they're such a good team, but I think they had obviously a little extra incentive there. So they played very well, and yeah, they were, all 3 games were down to the – well, the last two were down to the wire, but
yeah,
all 3 games were very intense.
You guys won the first game by 13 points, lost the Saturday game by 5, and I was there for that Sunday game, Kate, and – 13-2 run for Victoria to start that game. Got to ask you, what happened out of the gate for you guys on the Sunday?
I don't know. That's definitely not the start that we wanted. I think we just, it wasn't, I don't think it was anything that we were, I don't know, maybe we had a bit of nerves and we were just kind of going too fast for ourselves, but UVic came out really well. They hit their shots, they ran their stuff, and they caught us, I guess, like maybe a little bit off guard, but we weren't doing the little things on the offensive end. Like, we were getting some shots, but they were rimming out, and then that was kind of fueling UVic's transition, and they were able to get some easy hoops early on. So I think, yeah, definitely not the start we wanted, but we were able to battle back. So
yeah, one thing I saw with that Victoria start was they were shooting at such a high percentage and scoring at such an amazing clip, they probably weren't going to be able to keep that up, and they didn't. I sort of saw that happening.
Yeah, we were hoping that that would happen. They started off really well and were making everything, and then we also tried to pick up our D a little bit and just make their shots a bit tougher and make them have to work harder to get those same looks or tougher looks. And then once we started doing that, we were able to kind of pick up a bit more momentum and claw our way back.
Yeah, because this UBC Thunderbird team, where this weekend, quite frankly, we'll get into it. You've got a great series coming up, the number one and two teams in the country at SFU. Little bit anticlimactic. I mean, it does matter for hosting Canada West Finals, but both of you teams are going to advance to the next round. And then, you know, Canada West Championship, you have to win one out of the two games to make the Nationals. But if you didn't beat Victoria, none of that was happening.
Yeah. Yeah, it's crazy to look back now and think how close it was. I guess at the time you're not really trying to let your brain go there just because you want to focus on the present and just what's happening in the moment. But, yeah, definitely it's scary.
Because, you know, everybody says, you know, obviously, and you're going to take SFU extremely seriously this weekend. You want to host, you want to beat them. They are your rival. But is there something about where on that Sunday with being down, I think with about 4 minutes to go by a point, is there something about having your backs up against the wall where, quite frankly, if you lose, the season is over? Does something take over at that moment that really you can't duplicate in a game where everything isn't on the line right like that?
I think maybe like just a little bit, but not I don't think it's a huge factor. I think no matter what in any game, regardless of whether your season's on the line or if we're going to get the wild card or if they're going to get it, I mean, you just don't really focus on that. I just think you're playing the game in the game you want to win. So with 4 minutes left, if you're down, you're going to do things either way to try and get a win. I'd like to think we'd be able to do that kind of regardless of whether or not our season's on the line. But I guess given the circumstances, that probably had some factor or some influence on it.
Cool. And I just want to ask you the last question on this past weekend, Kate, is their point guard, her name was Michelle Lee, I believe.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, she's a freshman. It seemed you guys had quite a battle, and did I see some trash talking going on between you two or something?
No, she was just saying some stuff to the ref, and I was just trying to help the ref out, clarify just like a rule. So I was just trying to be helpful with it.
Okay, because I saw her, she was talking, and you were kind of laughing there or something.
Yeah. I don't know, really. She was talking to the ref, and I was just standing right there, and I found it a little bit amusing, and that's about it. But, that's...
Okay, cool. No, I did see something there. Okay, I'm not going completely crazy. Kate, the games versus SFU this weekend, they are your big rivals. They took 2 of 3 from you guys this season. You guys got, I'm sorry to say, you got beat pretty bad the first game you guys played. You actually beat them the second game you guys played at SFU, and then they beat you by only 3 points in the game, the only game played here at UBC this year. You are going back to SFU. You have beat them there this year. This is a team you've battled with pretty much your whole career at UBC. How excited are you to play SFU this weekend at Burnaby? And you know this team very well, Kate. What do you guys got to do?
It's really exciting. This is definitely a game. This is right where we want to be, and to be facing SFU is great because they're such a good team, and it's always just a battle. Minus the first time we played them when we didn't really show up, but most of the time it's a really good battle between us, and so those are the games that you really look forward to. And as far as what we have to do, I think just kind of we have to make sure we play on our terms, take away their strengths. The things that they like to do, just try to limit that, make their shots, and just give them tough times when they try to execute their stuff and run their plays. Make sure we can disrupt that and disrupt their timing a bit. and then just play our game and run the things that we know will work for us and that have worked for us, both against them and against other teams just throughout the season. But just kind of make sure that we play the way we want to.
Which is what? What do you guys got to do? What's UBC's game?
I think run transition. Our posts are pretty speedy, so we can maybe try and just really push the ball, see if we can get some quick hoops right away early in the shot clock, and then if we don't get that, pull it back and run our 5-on-5 offense, execute well, and just be really crisp with all the things we're doing with our screens and our cuts, and just make sure that we do those as well as possible and as hard as possible.
And SFU, what kind of game does this team bring to the table?
I think we're quite similar. They'll look to push the ball definitely in transition, but they also like to run their sets, and they have a bunch of looks that they run for different players. So, I don't know. We're very similar teams, so I think that's partly why it's such a good battle all the time.
Awesome. So UBC versus SFU, games on Friday and Saturday at 7 o'clock, and I believe the Sunday game, if necessary, yes, it is, at 2 o'clock at SFU. And, you know, Kate, it just kind of hit me right now. If you had lost that game to Victoria on Sunday, your career was over even. I mean, it was...
Yeah.
Don't make it that close again, hey?
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. I'm going to see what we can do.
Awesome. Kate Haggerty. Kate, I would actually like to ask you now a question. Is I took on the UBC men's team and various members in a free throw shooting competition.
Okay.
Okay. What do you shoot from the line? What's your percentage?
I couldn't tell you. I don't actually know.
Stats are for losers, hey? I shot 15 for 33.
Okay.
Not very good, hey?
Not the best.
Not
but.
The best. I was, however, two of those three, and I just want to ask you your opinion on this shot.
Yeah.
Two of those three, I can shoot it not terribly with the underhand with the backspin.
Oh, like the granny shot.
No, not granny. Granny's where you just loft it underhand. This is with the backspin underhand. I sort of flick it and spin it.
Oh, okay. The updated version of the granny shot.
This was, hey, have you ever heard of a guy called Rick Barry?
No.
You gotta start watching more TV, Kate. Rick Barry has I think Mark Price passed him, is he has the, for his career, he shot 90% from the free throw line. He shot that backspin thing.
Oh.
Thank you.
So, yeah, no, that's impressive. Those should almost be double the points.
Well, are you going to propose that in maybe a rule committee, maybe something?
Yeah, I could see what I could do for that.
Terrific. So here's what I'm doing is, are you still at UBC next season, or are you, are you still going to school here next year?
I don't know. I'm graduating in April.
Oh, you're done, hey? Oh, I was going to say.
But I think I'm going to be back the following year. Like, I'm going to take a year off and then come back and do some more schooling.
Oh, get the masters and all that kind of stuff going on?
We'll see. Not sure.
Terrific.
Still a little bit, yeah.
Anyways, I've given the UBC men's team, and I was seeing, but if you're not here, that's fine. I'm taking them on in September, a backspin free throw shooting competition.
Okay. Well, maybe I'll get some of the rookies or, like, the younger players on our team to... I'll get them in on that.
Okay.
I'll let them know.
Everybody's welcome, but I did shoot 2 out of 3 in that.
I know. I'll warn them about that.
They can
build that into their training over the summer.
There you go. And the other thing the men's team is doing, tell me if you think this is right, is they've told me part of their walk-on tryouts, they do the – you guys, I'm sure, have them too, right?
Yeah.
Where they're going to actually – I'm going to be called Coach Wiener. They're not going to know I can't play. And okay. I'm going to be taking them on in a free throw shooting competition.
Oh, nice.
And their theory is if they can't beat me, they shouldn't be on the team.
Yeah. Yeah.
So
we can propose it to Deb, too, and see how she feels.
There you go. I mean, I'm open here. I'm willing to help out any way I can.
Yeah,
that doesn't involve too much strenuous physical activity, though, because I don't need to do that. Last question here, Kate.
Yeah.
We talked about with the guys before. They didn't know anything. Oscars this weekend. Have you watched any of the movies?
I'm not a big movie watcher, but I saw Atonement last night.
Where? Which theater? The Fifth Avenue?
No.
Okay.
It was, I think, down Tinseltown.
Tinseltown. Okay, so you saw Atonement. I saw that last night also.
Okay.
It was, what'd you think? Kind of a weird movie and, you know.
Yeah.
What'd you think of it?
I'm not a huge, my roommate's laughing at me in the background. I can hear this. Not a huge fan. I thought it was okay. Like, it was fine, but nothing really happened.
You liked it better, though, than the person behind me who had his feet on the back of my chair and they were whispering. And the best part of the movie for me was when they actually got up and left. You liked it better than that guy.
Yeah.
I thought it was actually a pretty good movie, actually.
Really?
Yeah, I did. I enjoyed it.
Yeah.
I don't
really know what to say to that.
You should go see Juno, though.
That's what I've heard. That's what girls on my team were saying.
Yeah, you should go see Juno. Juno's an excellent movie. And the all-time movie, because obviously you're not up to date with classics of any kind, is
right.
Have you ever seen The Good, the Bad, and the Ugly?
No.
Okay, go rent that.
Okay.
Go rent that.
Okay.
There you go. That is my advice to you for the week. So there you go. I'm rambling off about nothing to everybody today. All right. Kate Haggerty from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team will be taking on SFU, their big rival, at the Hill in Burnaby this weekend. Friday at 7, Saturday at 7, Sunday at 2, if necessary. Kate, possibilities, the odds. Obviously, you guys want to win this thing in two, but what are the odds of this thing actually going three games, you think?
I think probably pretty good, but we'd like to get it done in two.
There you
go. But if three is necessary, then play three.
Okay, and don't make it as close as last weekend if you can, hey?
Okay.
Well, listen to me here. Armchair coaching is what it's called. Kate Haggerty from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team. Thanks for coming on, Kate.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
And remember, find that show, Laverne and Shirley.
Right.
Laverne.
I got a lot of stuff to watch here.
Laverne and Shirley, Dancing with the Stars. Have you been keeping up with American Idol at all?
No.
Me neither.
Usually I'm really into that show, too.
You're into American Idol, eh?
Yeah, I'm a fan.
What about Canadian Idol?
Not quite as much.
So there, no. you won't even follow your own country's competition. You follow the American version. Pathetic.
I just started watching that one, that's why.
What?
It was on first.
American Idol.
Yeah.
I watch American Idol. I've actually, last season I was pretty into it, I'll admit it.
Yeah.
I suck. It's true, but what are you going to do? we trudge on. Kate Haggerty. Kate, thanks a bundle.
Yeah, no problem. Thank you.
Okay, that was Kate Haggerty from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team. When we're back, we're going to get into some UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball, then some men's volleyball. Doug Reimer, head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's team, is going to be with us right after the break. Then we're going to take another break. We're going to get Claire Hanna from the UBC Thunderbird women's team, who does a lot of stuff for us here on CITR. She will be talking about the UBC Thunderbird men's volleyball team. And then to finish the show, we're going to have Milan Dragasevic, head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, all three of those teams in playoff matchups this weekend. We're going to get all into that, bunch of other stuff. Oscars. Okay, I'm going to do my Oscar stuff right now for all of you listening to me in Radioland, because I saw all five Oscar-nominated movies. I think the one that should have been nominated, first of all, the best picture of the year was obviously Superbad, but it can't be nominated because it's a comedy and they never get it. I really liked Eastern Promises. I don't know if you saw that one. Any movie where there's a hot tub sauna scene or a sauna scene and a guy ends up getting stabbed in the eye is really good enough for me. I don't think There Will Be Blood should have been nominated. If I were to vote, it's real tough because none of these movies were all-time greats, but they were all really good. Michael Clayton was actually an excellent movie, but a little too common of a topic, the whole law firm thing. That's sort of my point of view on that one. Juno, saw that last night. Awesome. Quote unquote chick flick. It is not. It's actually a very good, clever movie. I enjoyed it a ton. And the soundtrack, and I'm talking to CITR listeners here, the soundtrack, excellent from Juno. So that I beat over Michael Clayton and There Will Be Blood. Atonement, really good movie. Kate Haggerty said from the UBC Thunderbird women's basketball team, not the best. I thought it was very good, but I'll put it at the bottom of my list personally, although I thought it was quite an excellent movie. And I'm going to give my vote for No Country for Old Men. That is my best picture nod, if anybody gives a crap. Best actor,
you know, I didn't think the movie was good enough to be nominated, but I will give it – I never saw the Sweeney Todd with Johnny Depp, but I will give it to Daniel Day-Lewis in There Will Be Blood. I didn't love the movie, but I did think that he was quite awesome in that one, although I never saw Sweeney Todd. Best actress, only saw two of the movies where the ladies are nominated, Ellen Page and Juno, where she was just great. But I saw this movie, very impressed with myself, La Vie en Rose. I rented it at a video store. Don't know if I've got this pronounced right. Marion Cotillard was nominated for her portrayal of Edith Piaf. I don't even know if I pronounced that right. A great French singer from the 20th century, first half of the 20th century. Awesome. She was awesome in it. It's a movie with subtitles, and, you know, I'm not normally into those kind of movies, and it did take me three sittings to get through the movie, but she was truly amazing. The movie, you know, a little slow for my liking, but a lot of that has to do with, you know, having to read all the subtitles all the time and really trying to keep up with that one. Supporting actor, supporting actress, I haven't seen enough of these movies to really make a claim, so we'll just sort of leave her at that. Anyways, there's my Oscar picks. Hopefully you enjoyed that bit of garbage. You are listening to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. When we're back, we're going to talk to the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, Doug Reimer. You are listening to 101.9 FM.
CITR podcast update. Number 5.
Work has begun on Canada's information highway. That's the state-of-the-art network that we're told will change everything from the way we do business to the way we learn. As it comes more and more into our personal lives, how are we going to cope with the techno peasants? I mean, this world, which was a fantasy for me 10 years ago, every 6 months becomes more a part of my own real life. You know, in the place where I do most of my writing, I now I'm just hooked into the world electronically, right, or yeah. Would be if I could figure out how to make the bleep modem work. But I'm technologically over my head already. The limit on me is not what you can do, it's what I can do.
I'm not sure you want to use your bleep modem, or any modem for that matter, with receiving podcasts. But, just check out our website and I'm sure you'll figure it out.
For more information, visit CITR.ca/podcast. Thank you for listening and please be kind to robots.
Thunderstorms. See the lightning flashing. Thunderstorms.
Thank you for stopping that. If you actually want to learn more about weather, join the UBC Storm Club. For more information, email us at stormubc@gmail.com. Stop playing those cheesy songs and tune into News 101 Mondays and Fridays for your CITR weather forecast.
Welcome back to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM, CITR Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada. With us on the line right now, the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, Doug Reimer. And coach, I've been asking all my guests today these various questions about, you know, what that song was. Can you place, because I have faith in you here, coach, can you place that song?
Oh, I was just mentally preparing for the interview here. I'm going to have to.
Hold on, do you want me to give you the beginning again?
Sure.
Okay.
Go for it.
Okay, here we go. I mean,
I'm thinking theme song.
Yeah.
Yeah, you're on the right track here.
Give me decade. Give me decade.
70s, I believe.
I was going to say 70s. Drawing a blank.
It was a very popular show. And I believe it might have been number one in its day.
In its day. In the 70s. And I'd like to say I was too young to remember that, but I'm not. We did have TV back then.
Oh, yes, we did.
And,
I should say you did.
I did. Yes. Although my parents didn't get it. Ah. Da-da-da-da. It's not All in the Family.
Oh, yeah, I mean, All in the Family. No, it was not.
In that era?
Oh, same time.
Same time.
Yep.
Da-da-da-da. Don't know. Give up.
Sanford and Son.
Oh, it is too, isn't it?
Yes.
Good one.
Thank you. What I'm...
Well played.
Thank you. Kate Haggerty of the UBC women's basketball team was unable to place Laverne and Shirley.
Ooh.
And...
Would have got that. I think I could have got that.
Okay, hold on. I got to see if I can find it here. Let's just see if this is the right one. No, that's not it. Hold on. I want to see if you can get this one. Because Jordan Yu from the men's team got this one wrong.
Okay.
Let's see if I can find it, though. No, hold on. I think it's... Ah, here it is. Okay, you ready?
I'll give it a shot.
Jordan got this wrong. Here we go. Can you do it? Anything?
Yeah. This is good. This is tough. Oh, I know this.
Anything?
Toronto blank.
Barney Miller.
Oh, it is too. As soon as you know that, it's so easy, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, you gotta admit, theme songs were much better back then.
Yeah.
I mean, they
in
were...
a way, nondescript, too, don't you think?
But Barney Miller, I mean, that was an excellent bass line to start the show.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
So there you go. What we're doing is in 2 weeks from now, you can tell your teammates, you're welcome to come if you want.
Okay.
We do it every year. 2 weeks from now, Tuesday, your season will be over. Hopefully, you'll be national championship champions by then. We do our annual Vancouver Canuck giveaway competition, where the first 45 minutes of the show, my friend and I go along campus at about 3:30, and we just recruit people. And at the end of the show, you win yourself two tickets to the Canucks and St. Louis Blues. It'll be about 4:30 to 5:15 on Tuesday, March 4th.
Got it.
So your players, everybody's welcome, and that will be one of the topics there.
Right on.
Late 70s TV trivia, which I once... Anyways, there we go. You ready to talk about volleyball, Coach?
Okay, I was more prepared for that than theme song.
There you go. Awesome. With us right now from the UBC Thunderbird women's team, their head coach, Doug Reimer. So, Coach, first of all, the playoffs started for you guys this weekend. It was a must-win for you guys to advance. You took on the Brandon Bobcats. You swept them right here at the War Memorial Gymnasium in two games. 3-2 the first game, 3-0 the second game. Happy with your team's play on the weekend?
I'll give us a B+. Not so happy the first day that we let lead slip away in sets 3 and 4. Happy to regroup under some pressure and play a very good fifth set. And played very well on the second day, which was the Saturday afternoon, and winning 3-0, when really Brandon played, I would say, significantly better, especially in the start of that match, than they did on the Thursday.
So what happened there? A little lapse for you guys losing sets 3 and 4 on the Friday?
Yeah.
Or Thursday, sorry.
Always tough to tell. A little bit of everything. Not to make excuses, but I know our setter, Carla Bradstock, she was pretty sick, and I didn't even realize how sick she was until after the match. And so we just lacked a little flow at key times, but... really should not have taken much to just close out that match, either 3-0 or, you know, even if you give up one, to get it done in 4.
Awesome. And Final Four coming up this weekend for you guys, Coach. It is 3 of the 4 teams advance to the Nationals, right?
That is correct.
So you take on Calgary, an excellent team in the semifinals, not a must-win game. You will be traveling to Manitoba, but obviously seeding so important in a national championship tournament. So obviously a big game, but if you lose that, you still can win the next day and advance to the Nationals. Calgary is a team that you took on here in February, the beginning of February, in at the War Memorial Gymnasium. You beat them in both games. And I see here you took them on in an exhibition game in Regina before the season, and you lost that one. So what kind of matchup do we have, UBC and Calgary?
Well, we usually have pretty good tussles. I think both of us play better at home, so it'll be interesting to, you know, to get this on a neutral court. When they were here, they were missing a starting player who was out with the flu and didn't make the trip. So I expect that just to make it a little bit closer. But, you know, at our best, I'm pretty confident that we can defeat Calgary. So, it's obviously it's close. Like, they're right up there, and they had a good first series. So we have to play well in the day. But if so, I'm confident.
And, Coach, I mean, you know, a lot of these Canada West Final Fours, you know, where if you lose one game, you can't advance. You're one of the top-ranked teams in the country. But I believe it is four of the five top-ranked teams in the entire country are from the Canada West, and one of you guys isn't making the Nationals. Can it be any one of you that doesn't make it?
That's right. Exactly right. So, and there's not much to choose from, as you can guess. You know, like Manitoba's the number one seed. They're playing Alberta. That's the other two teams. Alberta's ranked, I think, like five in the country. And 2 weeks ago at the University of Alberta, they beat Manitoba 3-0, and then they lost in five. So that just gives you an idea of, you know, how close it is. And so you couldn't say it's a huge upset if the four seed beat the number one seed even.
So is anybody the favorite? Like, is Manitoba still the favorite just because they did win it and they are hosting?
I would, yeah, slight. But I'd almost, you know, like, I don't think I'm giving myself our group too much credit here, but I would put, you know, us and them, us and Manitoba, if to get it done. But, you know, who knows? Having said that, maybe we'll plan them in the bronze game.
Right. So is it something, though, that since you four teams are so close, that that first round game does have that much more of a meaning? Because obviously out of the four of you, nobody, considering you're all even, so even, nobody wants to have to go into that Saturday in that must-win situation.
You are exactly right. In fact, it's, you know, I've been in a couple of those bronze medal games, and these Final Fours are kind of unlike any other tournament, because the biggest celebration occurs after the bronze medal game, because that's the absolute must-win. The next biggest celebrations occur after the semifinals. And the least celebrating occurs with the team that wins the Canada West Championship.
Because it's, you know, you're just playing for who wins it and who gets it, but you're both already going there, right?
That's right. That's right. So really, the gold medal game has the least significance.
I'm glad somebody will finally admit that. Thank you for that, Coach. Going into Trinity Western the last weekend of the season, you guys got swept there, where if you had played well, you would have been hosting this weekend and gotten the bye last weekend. What happened in that game?
The first day, I think we were surprised by the level that they brought to the match and the intensity that they brought. And in their home gym and with their fans. And, you know, you talk about it, but in the sense that we had just beaten Calgary, and Calgary had beaten Trinity the week prior to that, so you're watching them on tape. But psychologically, I think it set a bit of a bad tone for us going in there. And, you know, I think they are always out to beat us, and they raised their game. I would say that was the best a team has played against us all year.
Oh, wow. So, but it is one thing, at least, you know, your players can't take it lightly this weekend, eh?
Oh, yeah. No, I don't think there's any concerns about that at all. You know, like, we just got to find the right way that we're going to get after it and, you know, sort of relaxed, but with a lot of intensity, because it will take, you know, both of those mindsets.
Awesome. Doug Reimer, head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. Coach, I've just been asking everybody this today along with the theme song questions.
Oh, man.
Well, no, it's not a question, but it's Oscar's pick day on the show. What?
Hey, I have had no time to watch movies. None.
So you haven't seen any
Except
of them?
Except with my 7-year-old daughter.
What's that?
Except with my 7-year-old daughter.
Oh, so did you see Ratatouille?
So if Ratatouille is nominated?
Yeah, it is for Best Animation.
I'm going Ratatouille.
Okay, you're going Ratatouille. Did you see the other two are Surf's Up and Persepolis?
No.
Heard of any of them?
No.
Okay, but
I've heard of Surf's Up.
Okay, but you saw Ratatouille.
Saw Ratatouille twice.
Oh, twice.
Yep.
So you and your 7-year-old enjoyed it.
You bet.
All right, cool. Hey, that was easy, wasn't it?
Yeah, that was good.
All right.
Here's my other two picks for 7-year-olds.
Okay.
Well, for 7 to 77, how's that?
Okay, yeah, that covers a lot of ground there, yeah. What about 78, 79? They're out of it?
Yeah, that's true.
Okay.
Probably outside a bit of your demographic.
There you go, lay it on, yeah.
Let's go Hoodwinked.
Hoodwinked, okay.
All right. Retelling of Little Red Riding Hood.
All right.
From, like, the wolf's point of view and everybody's point of view.
Okay.
So that's good. Lots of good snowboarding and skiing action in there, I think.
Cool.
And if you're trying to inspire your young ones, go with Aquila and the Bee, all about the spelling bee competition.
So, see, look, you're good.
There you go.
You're good. I will say for your 7-year-old, all of the top pictures here, you have horrific deaths.
I know.
In 4 of the 5s, and yeah. Juno, you have teen pregnancy. So I don't know.
It'll be a while before.
Now, I will ask you, though, a question, because I actually got a survey call from some group here. They thought there should be more family-oriented movies being put out nowadays. I said no, let the companies do what they want. Your question, though, is a parent with a young child. You think more family-oriented movies out there?
I don't know. I think the range – I've been impressed in the last few years that the family movies that are out there, that there is some options for ones that you could enjoy, you know, even if you didn't take a kid to it, you know, like even as an animated one, Ratatouille is an example. What I would vote against is all the formulaic, like Barbie movies that come out monthly. You know,
I don't even know what those are.
Yeah, you don't want to know.
All right, we won't get into it then.
All right.
Terrific. Thanks, Coach. Hey. And, yeah?
No, I was just going to say enjoy the Oscars.
I'm not going to watch it. It's way too long and boring. Yeah. But enjoy Winnipeg. How's
that
for
we'll
you?
That.
I heard it's cold.
It's cold.
Well, you know.
We'll try and turn Winterpeg into Winnipeg. How's that?
There you go. I actually pre-recorded an interview with Milan Dragicevic earlier, and he used the same quote there.
Oh,
Winterpeg,
did he?
Yeah. So. Oh. Can't give. Well, you got it first played. I'm going to replay it later. So,
okay.
Congratulations. And, hey, Coach, if you go Div 2 in a couple of years or Div 1, whatever you guys are in, maybe you'll start traveling south or something.
There you
like
go.
That. So awesome. Thanks a lot, Coach. I do appreciate it.
No problem. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. That was Doug Reimer, head coach of the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team. We're going to take another break here on Wiener's Barbecue. When we're back, it'll be Claire Hanna from the UBC Thunderbird women's team talking about the UBC Thunderbird men's team. Doesn't make sense? Well, there is a reason we're doing it, and we'll tell you why. I turned my mic off before the card. We'll tell you why right after this.
All you people care about is readers and making money off of her. She's a human! Leave Brittany alone!
If you don't want to miss your favorite CITR show because it makes fun of the spiel, then you've got nothing to worry about. Now you can get all of the CITR 101.9 FM radio shows off our website and download them straight onto your computer or MP3 players. Just visit www.citr.ca/podcast and dive into a pool of all of the past radio shows, such as...
Because all you people want is more, 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 more! Leave her alone!
All to your little heart's desire.
So, we were chilling out here at the station one day when we realized that we wanted to, once again, thank all of our kind listeners who donated during CITR's second annual funding drive.
Very right. We also wanted to remind those of you who've made pledges that there is still time for you to make your donation and pick up your prizes.
Oh, ouch. How can you forget to pick up those wickedly awesome prizes?
Yeah, man, I don't understand it. Anyway, guys, thanks again. Here's to our listeners.
Log on to our website at www.citr.ca if you'd still like to donate, or drop into the station to pick up your prizes.
Boy, the way Glenn Miller played
songs that made the hit parade.
Guys like us, we had it made.
Those were the days, and you knew where you were then.
Girls were girls, and men were. woman. Mister, we could use a man like Herbert Hoover again. Didn't need no welfare states.
Everybody pulled his weight. Gee, our old La Salle ran great. Those were.
Everybody, welcome back to Winner's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CIT Radio, Vancouver, British Columbia, Canada, every Tuesday from 4:30 to 6 p.m. And with us on the line right now, I hung up on her. I hung up on you, didn't I?
Yeah, you did.
Awesome. With us from the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team to talk about the UBC Thunderbird men's volleyball team, because she does so much work for us here at CITR. And you were a color commentator on the weekend, I believe, right?
I was, Daryl. Thanks very much for the exotic intro.
There you go. Well, before we go on, Claire, UBC people are 0-3 today, okay? Is yep. Jordan Yu was wrong. He didn't get his. Cade Haggerty from the women's basketball team, she was wrong. Doug Reimer from your coach couldn't get it either, okay?
Okay, okay, ask me.
I've been playing everybody's songs leading into their interviews. Do you know the name of the song I played for you there?
Oh, I was actually wondering if it was a musical, maybe from Annie.
You guys all suck, by the way. All in the Family, the TV show, their theme song.
Oh, I've actually never seen that show, so maybe I get a wild card and you have to ask me another question later, okay?
Absolutely not. Absolutely. Now, why have you never seen the show All in the Family? I'm starting to wonder here. Because, you know, I'm a little older, but not that much older than everybody I've been interviewing today, especially your coach is actually older than me, is how come nobody's watching old sitcoms anymore, people who are your age? What's going on? Because my age, we did it.
I don't know. I'm really into shows like Lost, sometimes Grey's Anatomy, you know, The Hills, all the new stuff. So maybe it's just that that's just too old for my generation. I don't know.
Because here's my thing is there's so many shows on nowadays and there's so many networks. I think you guys are turning into an inferior people than we were.
Inferior? I don't know. I think the shows these days are a little bit more enlightening. So.
We're watching both, though, Claire. We've got it all.
You have your own opinion, okay?
We've got it all. You guys are so one-sided. We read the whole book. You guys only look at the cover. That's what I'm getting at here.
Okay, okay.
I've gone off on a tangent now.
Yeah, you have.
Did you play when you were growing up? We were. I'm the Nintendo generation.
Well, okay. This is the thing. A lot of my friends, you know, they've got a lot of different Nintendos, or they had them growing up. But all my sister and I ever had was the Game Boy, and it had like you had to put four batteries in there. It was all yep. black and white, or like yellow and white, or whatever you call it. And we never had anything else. That's all we ever had. So
Tetris.
Yeah, we had Tetris. Couple like Donkey Kong or Mario Land or whatever, but actually it's funny you mentioned that. I'm going to a teammate's house tomorrow. We're going to play Wii.
There you go. What was your Tetris high score?
I cannot remember.
That was an
My
odd...
dad kept a log on the refrigerator. Though.
Really?
Yeah.
Who is your sister older or younger?
Younger.
Who was
my
better?
My dad was definitely the Tetris whiz.
Oh, your dad was my.
He played more Game Boy than us, so.
Yeah, you know what? My brother and I got it. He's older than I am, and it was my mom. She fell in love with Tetris.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Maybe that's an older generation thing, too.
How dare you?
You know what I mean?
What's that?
The simplicity of it. I don't know.
I
played it, but maybe our older generations are just better at it.
You're starting to anger me, because they had okay. better TV than we did. No doubt about it.
Okay.
Just so you are aware. Have you been watching American Idol?
No.
Okay. So you watch Lost?
Yeah.
What's the other one you watch?
The Hills. That's over now, but it's just really light watching TV. It's pretty girly, but
I don't know that one. I don't know that one. Okay. Yeah, have we done?
That's on the cover of all the, you know, People and Times or whatever, or not Times, but
Time Magazine. Is that what you said there?
Yeah, but I didn't. Mean
I don't
it.
Think it's. The... Awesome. All right, with us right now. You ready to talk volleyball?
Sure.
Okay, we'll get back on that. And before we move on, I just interviewed your coach, Doug Reimer, so we're yep. not going to talk about your team too much here, but what are you packing to go to Winnipeg?
Ooh, not a lot, other than, you know, well, the regular, our jerseys, our warm-up shirts, my shoes, and then probably a really heavy winter coat, my warmest scarf, you know, a toque, some mittens, and a toothbrush. That's probably it. I'm really a light packer when we go. I usually only have, like, I have the tiniest bag, and everybody says, how do you have all your stuff in there, Claire? But it's not like I really need a lot, you know? So.
Do you pack the coat or wear it on the plane or put it in the overhead compartment on the plane? What's your strategy?
I wear it on the plane. Yeah, I definitely wear it on because otherwise there would be no room. My coat would take up my whole bag. But one other thing I always pack, nobody ever brings, is I bring these big pink fluffy slippers on the road. Because usually our hotels have this continental breakfast place in the, you know, the lobby or whatever. So I like to, you know, just wear my slippers down there in boxers instead of, you know, getting all my clothes on. So
Is that
pajama girl. I'm actually in my pajamas right now wearing those pink slippers. So
pinks, are they like little fluffy things?
Yeah, they're just slide ons and they've got these sparkles on them and pom poms. So
pom poms, that is the word what I was looking for. So I can say they are girly slippers.
Yeah, they're very girly slippers.
Awesome. That's great.
I always make sure to pack those.
Claire Hanna with us. She does a lot of work for us here at CITR, and she also plays for the UBC Thunderbird women's volleyball team, traveling to Winnipeg this weekend. But Claire, we're here to talk about the men's team, and they are going to the Canada West Final Four in Edmonton, Alberta this weekend, guaranteed a spot in the Nationals. You did the game. Did you do both games this weekend or just the one?
I just did the one, the Saturday game. Yeah,
I heard you there on the Saturday. So UBC Thunderbird, though, took on Calgary, won the first game by a score of 3-1, won the next one by a score of 3-0. So pretty easy work of the Calgary Dinos. Your thoughts on their play this weekend?
Well, I was really impressed by their play, actually. For those who don't know, actually, earlier in the season when Calgary met UBC, Calgary actually beat them one night 3-0. And that was the second night. And so it was kind of a little bit of a shock to everybody after UBC had manhandled them 3-0 the night before, you know, complete flip around. So I was personally just a little bit worried, you know, more. I didn't think their skills would come short against the Dinos, but I was just worried mentally they might have that mental block, you know, coming into the game saying, okay, crap, last time we lost 3-0, like, what's going to happen? You know, it could go either way. So I was really impressed that they got the job done both nights, you know, in four the first night and three the next night. I think it shows a lot of their focus, a lot of their poise, and a lot of their determination coming into the last 2 weeks of the season.
And going into the Canada West Final Four, it's a lot different situation than you guys, who I believe it's four of the top five teams in the country in your conference, and one of you guys isn't going to the Nationals. For the men, all four teams are going to the Nationals. So how do you think that plays into the way they approach this weekend? I mean, you guys have a little more desperation than they do, for sure.
Definitely, definitely. And I've got to say, I'm a little bit jealous of them because, you know, every game is truly going to matter so much for us this weekend. That first one against Calgary, we beat them twice earlier in the season, but we cannot take this team lightly. Like, they're so strong. And I think for the guys, you know, this is going to be a weekend for them to just, you know, test themselves out a little bit against the best teams in Canada West. Canada West is the best conference in Canada. So they're going to just, you know, get to feel themselves out, different lineups against, you know, different lineups from the other great teams going into the Nationals. You know, they've got a little bit to play with here while we are, you know, just down to business. Not that they aren't going to, but.
And how much does seeding matter in these tournaments?
It's really important for CIS Nationals, especially for us. I know I'm talking about us a little bit here, but this year Nationals could be one of the easiest years to win Nationals for the women's side, just because it's being held in the Maritimes Conference. Maritimes Conference isn't very strong, so there's going to be two teams from the Maritimes, the host, New Brunswick, and then whoever makes it in. So seeding's so important. If we come out on top here, we've got a really, like, an easier road to the finals rather than if we came in third, let's say. On the guys' side, it's very important as well. You want to get matched up maybe against, you know, a Quebec or Ontario team first as opposed to one of the other Canada West teams first. So winning the whole thing is going to be really important. And it's, you know, this is a big, like, goal in our season too, winning Canada West, bringing home that banner, showing, you know, we came out on top in our conference. So those are both big goals we have.
And what's the key for the UBC Thunderbird men's volleyball team here? What does this team have to do to be successful?
Ooh, good question.
Thank you. Thank you so much.
Me answering this, too, this is from an observer, but I think that they have such strong individuals on that team. Jared Krause is just a phenomenal setter. He's so strong himself, and he gets so many kills per game. You don't see a lot in men's side for setters. Andrew Bonner, again, really strong right side. They've got great blockers in the middle. Joe Cordagne, rookie, is doing a great job. And Maddie, too, is an amazing blocker and hitter, so diverse. Both their powers, Steve Gotch and Mike Prouder, are also really strong players, and they've got an amazing libero. They've really got a really well-rounded team. Like, I watch them so often, and one player will stand out just so much in one night. And I think if they can get all Pistons firing when they are, like, even this weekend, or more importantly, in Nationals, I don't think they're going to have any trouble. But, you know, can they get everybody on is the question.
Awesome. Claire Hanna from the UBC Thunderbird women's team talking a little bit about the UBC Thunderbird men's team. And, you know, Claire, you are here to talk about the men, but I do actually, I would really like to ask you, key for you guys this weekend. And, you know, you guys have the one game where if you don't win that, you do go to the semifinals. Because Coach did say that the biggest celebration in the Canada West Final Four is the winner of the bronze medal game, and the smallest celebration is actually the winner of the gold medal game. What's the key for you guys this weekend?
Well, I think a key for our team, and this is going to sound kind of weird, is just to go in there and be ruthless. Don't have any, you know, mercy for the other teams. Just go out there and literally pound teams as much as we can. And that's pretty blunt or whatever, but I think we've had some troubles kind of almost being hesitant at really kicking teams down. And so as long as we can just go there and be ruthless, I think we're going to be awesome.
Ruthless, eh?
Yeah, I mean, I know that's just kind of a vulgar word to use, but I'm going to use it. Be ruthless against the competition.
Have you ever seen the movie Ruthless People?
No, I haven't.
with Danny DeVito, Bette Midler, and Judge Reinhold?
I haven't.
Have you heard of it?
No.
Well, there you go. There's one for you. Get you excited for the weekend. It's actually a light comedy, but nonetheless.
Well, maybe I might, you know, watch something like Rocky instead then.
Which Rocky, though? There are six.
Okay, well, I actually haven't seen any of those either. I really shouldn't be talking about movies on the air right now because I don't watch that many.
So I've been doing this with everybody. You don't have any Oscar picks for me this weekend.
I don't even know who the Oscar nominees are. If you tell me a couple, I'll give you one pick.
All right. Did you see Atonement?
No.
No Country for Old Men?
No.
Juno?
No.
There Will Be... You should see Juno, actually.
I have heard that is a really good one.
There Will Be Blood?
No.
Michael Clayton?
No.
Well, that's a very good movie, and George Clooney is dreamy, so there's one for you.
Okay.
Best Actor, did you see Sweeney Todd?
No, that one looks so gory to me.
All right, hold on here. I mean, I don't know where to go anymore.
You know, I'm just going to put a vote out there for, I'll say Atonement, because I know that I think Keira Knightley's in that. She's pretty talented, so.
But you haven't even seen the movie.
I know. I've seen the posters, and they look pretty grand. So I put my vote in for, you know, the cover of the book like we were talking about before.
I don't know, man. No, your coach saw Ratatouille with his 7-year-old daughter.
I've seen that, too. Okay, I really like that. That's definitely best animated.
Yeah, that's what coach said also.
Okay. Dude,
so let me get this straight here. You're 20? You're 20?
21.
Okay, you're 21. And you haven't seen any of the Best Picture nominations, but you have gone through the Best Animated ones. And this is who's telling...
You're really embarrassing me here.
I will
go out this weekend when we're in Manitoba. I'll rent one of those movies or download it on my laptop or something, so I'll get back to you and at least have some judgment on the Best Picture, okay?
Okay, but when you download it, this is what you have to do. And I don't even know how to download a movie, so I'm beyond that whole... electronic age. What you got to do, you got to download one of the bootlegged versions where, like, people get up in the middle.
Oh, no, that's the worst.
Yeah, that's what you got to do, though. Those are awesome.
I feel like I'm going to vomit halfway through because the lens is shaking and everything, and
I thought that was... I've never actually seen a bootlegged version, but I just think the concept is so cool and funny.
Okay.
There you go. Okay, now I'm making a fool of myself. Do you want another crack at a theme song?
Yes.
All right, here we go. This one you should get.
Okay.
I think. Okay, you ready?
Yeah.
Did you ever watch Saved by the Bell growing up?
Not really, but I definitely watched it more than that other show you mentioned that I've never heard of.
Which was, what did I bring
All
you?
In the Family.
See, that's where my brain's at. Okay, this one has nothing to do with Saved by the Bell. It does have something to do with Different Strokes. Let's see if you can pull it off, okay? Can you do that?
Oh, I don't know. Maybe I should just throw out, you know, what's that? The Olsen Twins one.
Full Step House?
Or something? No, Full House? I don't know. I have no idea.
I mean, it was in the whole thing there. Facts of Life.
I've never heard of that show.
You've never heard of Facts of Life?
No.
You people are pathetic. Either that or you have lives. It's one or the other.
Okay.
it's one or the other. So, Claire, yeah, the reason I'm doing that is 2 weeks from now is our Vancouver Canuck ticket giveaway show.
Okay.
And we're going to be – some of it is going to be TV trivia. My friend and I, we go on campus at about 3:30, and then we have a 45-minute competition, and the winner wins a pair of tickets to a Vancouver Canuck game. It'll be St. Louis, Saturday, March 8th. But unfortunately, Claire, I got to tell you, you are not eligible to win.
Okay. Well, you know what? I don't think anybody has to worry about me winning that anyways.
Well, no, that's just one of the categories, though. Drawing is another category. Are you a good drawer?
Well, probably better than I am at guessing songs.
Family Feud? Are you good at that stuff?
Yeah, I am good at that.
Okay, that'll be one. I'm sorry, Claire. You are a CITR sports department member.
Okay.
I can't. Is that fair? I'm sorry.
Yeah, no, it's fair.
All right, cool. Claire Hanna from the UBC Thunderbird women's team talking to us about her amazing taste in movies.
Thank you, Daryl.
Cheap shot. And the UBC Thunder men's team and women's team. So, Claire, best of luck in Winnipeg on the weekend.
Thank you very much.
The men's team will, of course, be going to Alberta. Thanks for doing this, Claire. I appreciate it.
Okay. Thanks, Daryl.
Talk
Bye.
To you soon. I think I'm annoying everybody today. All right, folks. To close out the show today, I've got an interview with the head coach of the UBC Thunder men's hockey team, Milan Dragicevic. They are going to be traveling to Winnipeg this weekend to take on the Manitoba Bisons. That will be the game broadcast on CITR this weekend. The game starts at 5 o'clock. The men's basketball series versus Victoria will come right after that at, 7:30. That men's basketball will start at 7, so it'll be in progress. Anyway, here's my interview with the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team about their series this weekend, and it's a must-win. Winner makes it to the next round. Loser goes home. It's round one for them. Milan Dragicevic of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team. With us on the line right now, the head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, Milan Dragicevic, who will be traveling to Winnipeg, Manitoba this weekend to take on the Bisons in a round one Canada West playoff series. So, coach, tell us about the matchup between you and Manitoba.
Well, the matchup is fairly even. All the numbers are the same. Power play, penalty killing, goals for, goals against is pretty well even. The only thing that's not even is our record against them. We're 0-4 against them, and all four games that they beat us were 3-2, 3-2, 3-2, and I believe 4-3. And all games are decided probably in the last few minutes of every game.
Yeah, Coach, there's a game here in the first half of the season where at the beginning of the year you guys were rolling along great, and then you had a two-goal lead in the third period against Manitoba, lost that game in regulation, and it seemed you guys never really got to that point you were at before that. Was that a key loss for you guys this year?
Yeah, and that's something that we talked to the players about today with the players that game is really we played 12 periods against Manitoba, and the best two periods that they've seen were those two periods when we had a 3-1 lead, and then we really stunk the joint against them out the last 10 periods, and they deserve to win. I give them full credit. But they haven't seen our best yet. And, you know, I give them all the credit in the world for getting home ice and finishing fourth and finishing ahead of us in the standings. But, yeah, they kind of took it to us in November, and our team hasn't been the same the whole month of January, but we're coming back now.
Yeah, Coach, last 2 weeks of the series, you took on the top two teams in the conference, if not the whole country, Saskatchewan and Alberta, and you split with them two out of the four games. So are you feeling good? You feel like you've got some momentum coming into the playoffs?
Our guys are pretty confident. We're confident for a couple of reasons, because our game is back to form. Our identity is back, being aggressive, being a good forechecking hockey team. And the main thing is, we went into Alberta and won the first time in 10 years. Saskatchewan came in here being ranked number 5 in Canada, and we beat them on Friday. And realistically, I thought we outplayed them on the Saturday as well, but we lost 3-1. So those are positives. You know, we scored 4 goals last Saturday against Alberta, against a pretty good hockey team that plays pretty good defense. And so these are all positive things that we're going to take into playoffs.
Yeah, a negative, though, from the game versus Alberta, one of your big centers and really one of your top-checking, one of your top character guys, Ashley Todd. I believe it's a torn MCL, Coach?
Yeah, he's out. You know, if we make it to the Nationals, he might be able to play. But, you know, there's a couple positives. Number one, Ashley Todd is a character guy, one of our best players over the last month. He's definitely out, but we did get Mitch Bartley to come back, and he's been practicing, and there's a good chance of being a lineup Friday.
So Mitch Bartley, back from a badly broken leg, could play for you guys in the playoffs. What are the chances of that, Coach?
Well, he skated yesterday by himself for about half an hour, and then today he skated with the team in a full practice. The chances are pretty good that he is going to come back. How much ice time he gets, how effective he will be, we're not sure yet. But the most important thing is he's going to give our whole hockey team a big lift.
Coach, I mean, obviously you feel like you can beat any team, but was it a big thing for you guys to get that 5, if not 4 spot? So, quite frankly, you didn't have to play Calgary in the first round, who, quite frankly, from what I've seen, might be the best team in the whole country right now, despite finishing 3rd in the Canada West in the regular season.
Well, ever since they picked up Allen and Weber, they're, 14-2, they're on a roll. And, you know what, we've played well against Calgary this year, and in years past, we played them in the playoffs. It didn't really matter to me, on a personal note, who we played in the playoffs, because, as I said 3 weeks ago, that we have to look after ourselves and not worry about who we're playing, as long as our game's in form and as long as we're tuning up for the playoffs. And that's the most important thing as a coach that I see.
Any less pressure, Coach, or is it a different feeling this year compared to other years that you did win the round in Lethbridge that year, that big haven't won a series in 37 years isn't there anymore?
Well, you know what, there's always pressure, and to me, pressure is a privilege. We put ourselves kind of behind the eight ball in November and January, and now our game is turning back to form, and there is pressure on us to win. It's not good enough just to make the playoffs. We've done that now 5 straight years. But the pressure is on us to win, and not just win one round. That's not good enough anymore, and that's the pressure that I put upon myself and the coaching staff to be better and better. And just to go into Manitoba and win one round is not good enough. But we're not taking nothing for granted. Manitoba's got a great team, and just look at the record, how they beat us 4 times this year.
Terrific, Coach. Couple more questions. Thanks for doing this. I'll let you go. How do you rate overall your regular season this year?
Really inconsistent. Really up and down. More, you know, on a disappointing part, it's a lot of individual play. We, you know, we've got a couple of guys that made the All-Star team, a couple of rookies that made the All-Star team. So from an individual standpoint, it was a positive standpoint, but I just didn't like the inconsistency of our hockey team. You know, I thought our penalty killing dropped a couple percent from last year, and our power play really dipped, and that shouldn't happen, and kind of everyone's kind of reevaluate how the regular season went. But on a positive note, We won 2 out of the last 4 games against top-ranked teams, and that's a huge positive going into the playoffs.
Terrific. So, Coach, CITR will be carrying the games. Best of luck this weekend. Michael Wall will be traveling with you guys for the 5th consecutive year, and it's a new team this year. It's not Calgary. It's not Lethbridge. So enjoy Winnipeg.
Well, we're going to enjoy Winnipeg because it's pretty cold out there.
All right, everybody. That was my interview with Milan Dragicevic, head coach of the UBC Thunderbird men's hockey team, who will be traveling to Winnipeg this weekend in round one of their playoff series. All right, everybody. Thank you so much for listening to Wiener's Barbecue here on 101.9 FM CHR Radio. Big shout out. Thank you to Jordan, you, and Graham Bath from the men's basketball team, Kate Haggerty from the women's team, Doug Reimer, head coach of the women's volleyball team, and Claire Hanna from the UBC Thunderbird women's team. And the interview you heard just there, Milan Dragicevic, head coach of the men's hockey team. Nobody, what kind of world do we live in, Mike, where nobody can get facts of life when really the song is just telling you throughout that the show is called Facts of Life? All in the Family. Person didn't get.
You should know All in the Family just for the screen.
She didn't get. She didn't get All in the Family or Facts of Life. Coach Reimer didn't get Barney Miller or Sanford and Son. There was a Laverne and Shirley people couldn't get, and I think Kate Haggerty also couldn't get Sanford and Son from the women's basketball team. I mean, there is no doubt, though, that TV theme songs were better back then than they are today. No doubt, hey?
There's a few out there now, but there's not in comparison to what it was before.
No, not in comparison to what it was. Well, we're going to finish the show off with really the Thrasher theme song, and I know that this is Mike's favorite theme song, and he told me so. And this is what we're going to end the show with. I was surprised this was his favorite, and you can make your own conclusions. But, you know, he raved about it to me, so I figured we better play just to keep him happy. Thanks for listening. Have a great day, everybody. That didn't really seem to want to play. Let's try. It's the problem with YouTube. It only works some of the time. Let's try this version, okay? All right, here we go. Let's see if this works. I don't even know what this is. This could just be like some weird one. This isn't going well. All right, no, we're not going to play that one. Hold on, Mike. I got to get this right here. All right, we'll try this one again. If not, we're going to have... That's coming in better. No. All right, hold on here. We're going to bail.
Who can turn the world on with a...
That didn't work, did it? The Brilliance of Live Radio. Well, I mean, who's to know? It's going to skip. How about this one? You know this one?
I know that one.
This is a good one, eh?
It's a good one.
All right, we'll do this one. Hopefully this one doesn't skip. Thanks for listening. Have a great day.
Where are you? We got some work to do.